God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. No one wants to die before their time, and yet there are a lot of people that are the proverbial walking dead. Their heart is beating, their lungs are pumping, and yet they are cut off from their life source. They're cut off from God. The New Testament says that Jesus Christ is our life, and yet there is an example of God's people who are cut off from their God in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is just that. It is a lament. It is a funeral dirge. Lamentations 1:1 says, "How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how has she become tributary?" So a princess became a widow, and the chief among the nations now was just a province, become a tributary, giving tribute to foreign powers. How did that happen? How is the first word in chapter 1, and how is actually a working title of this book. How did this happen? You know, desolation is the absence of God. Trouble only reveals that desolation. A man may be rich and then become poor, but the desolation is based upon his absence from God and not his absence from other people or from the things that we think of as comforts. At this point in Jerusalem's life, and this point in Israel's life, the priests had starved, the prophets had been found to be empty and literally unprofitable, their lovers were gone, their friends had turned on them, but they were desolate not because of these rejections. They were desolate because of the absence of God. There was no one to comfort them. "The comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me," so says Jerusalem. Now, what a contrast to Jeremiah, the one who God used to pen the book of Lamentations, and the man that God used to warn these people for many a year that trouble was coming. You see, desolation was not that they'd been taken from their land. Desolation was not that their priests had starved and their prophets had died. Desolation was the fact that they were separated from God and had been for many a year. On the other hand, Jeremiah was a man who had been solitary. He had been rejected by God's people just as God himself had been. And yet in the first chapter of Jeremiah, God says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." In the last verse of Jeremiah 1, God repeats the same promise, "I am with thee." You see, desolation is the absence of God. It's not the absence of other comforts. And so we learn something here, and that is this: find your comfort in God and not in the majority. These people were in a crowd. As God's people, they were in a crowd, and yet they were desolate because they had cut themselves off from God and God's truth. Sometimes the truth may put you by yourself. It may put you in the minority. It may put you in a place that is excluded from all the people that you think are your friends and allies. But the truth is, what reveals whether a person is truly desolate or not is often trouble. It's not that trouble is desolation, it's that the absence of God is. Christ is our life. And we're reminded this morning that He is our comfort when no one else is around. In contrast, these people were an entire nation, yet they were desolate, not because their friends and allies had turned on them, but because they had turned upon God.